From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Poland and more than 20 NATO member nations are launching a large-scale military exercise. The exercise will involve 31,000 troops, 3,000 vehicles, 105 aircraft, and 12 Navy ships. It's part of a move to assure Central and Eastern European countries that are worried by Russia's aggression in Ukraine. A 77-year-old World Bank economist has a slim lead over Keiko Fujimori in Peru's presidential runoff election. With more than 90% of the votes counted, Pedro Kuczynski has less than a 1% lead over Fujimori. Fujimori, the daughter of disgraced former President Alberto Fujimori, urged her supporters to sit tight and wait. Votes from Peru's interior areas, where support for Fujimori is believed to be strongest, could take days to come in. Annual high-level talks between American and Chinese officials began Monday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is taking part in the U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue in Beijing. He says the United States is urging China and its Asia-Pacific neighbors to find a diplomatic solution to the territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The talks will also focus on cybersecurity and climate change, as well as economic matters. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday North Korea appears to have reopened a plant to reprocess plutonium, an indication it is widening its arms effort. The agency says satellite evidence shows the North has likely resumed activities at a plant at Yongbyon. The plant produces plutonium from spent nuclear reactor fuel. The chief of the IAEA says because the agency does not have monitors there, it cannot be certain about the activities. This is VOA News. The U.S. Navy has banned its personnel in Japan from drinking and has restricted their off-base activities. The action was taken after a U.S. sailor on Okinawa was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. The Navy has been under pressure from Okinawa residents who are calling for the removal of U.S. bases. The Norwegian Refugee Council says Islamist extremists in Iraq are shooting and killing civilians fleeing from battles between Islamic State and Iraqi government forces in Fallujah. Iraqi forces have been battling with the IS fighters for a few weeks in an effort to retake the city, which has been controlled by the group since January of 2014. At least one protester was shot and killed and 20 were wounded on Monday in the Kenyan city of Kisumu as Kenya's opposition resumed its weekly protests against the country's electoral commission. Demonstrations took place in six cities. Jill Craig has more.
The demonstration in Kisumu descended into police gunfire and burning tires. In the capital, Nairobi, a more peaceful protest took place. Hundreds of opposition supporters marched to the headquarters of the Electoral Commission, known as the IEBC. They waved tree branches and held signs that read, "Kenyans don't trust IEBC." Kenya's High Court this morning declined to block the planned protests. The judge also ordered the police to provide security for the demonstrators. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Somalia's president says he wants plans in place to accommodate more than 300,000 Somalis expected to come home if Kenya closes the Dadaab refugee camp. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud spoke on Monday as he became the first ever sitting Somali leader to visit the sprawling complex in eastern Kenya. Dadaab is the biggest refugee camp in the world. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has assumed the leadership of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, promising to consolidate peace and security and calling on member states to work harder to defeat terrorism. President Sirleaf takes over from Senegalese President Macky Sall. Israeli customs officials say they have found a cache of ancient coins and artifacts hidden in a diplomatic vehicle used by the Norwegian embassy. They said Monday that the valuables were discovered in May during an inspection at a crossing point between the West Bank and Jordan. Media reports say the Norwegian car was being driven by a Palestinian and was carrying a Jordanian diplomat. The driver was arrested and charged with attempting to smuggle antiquities. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.